ADNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In Series 5, we examine the future for marketers and how increased consumer control is impacting on the way marketers plan and implement marketing communication campaigns. We explore the drivers behind the move away from traditional marketing and identify the challenges for the future. This series of interviews is an educational initiative supported by the Australian Association of National Advertisers.
Welcome to ADNews Reinvention 2007 podcast. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and we're about to talk with Joe Talcott, Group Marketing Director of News Limited and Executive Committee Member of the AANA. Good morning, Joe, and welcome to Six Questions.
Hello, Peter.
We're here today to talk about how marketers are adapting to this era of increased consumer control and how they're maintaining brand relevance in this changing environment. And I suppose, Joe, you're in a really unique position. On one hand, you're at the front line. You're living every day, day in, day out, changing consumer media habits and consumption. On the other hand, you're marketing media brands to these people. What's the key learning you can share with us out of that?
Well, you're right, Peter. I mean, we are in a unique position. I think it's a privileged one for a marketer, because we do use media to try to convince people to buy our newspapers and magazines and, you know, visit our websites, watch TV and movies. But, of course, then we turn around and sell that media to other marketers who are looking to connect with their customers. And the thing that I take away from that is very basic and easy to understand, but I guess like a lot of things, it's more difficult to execute. And that is that you really have to be connected to your customers. You know, at News, we have people that are really passionate about producing content that's relevant to our readers and our viewers. And you can't do that without being connected to your audience. And, you know, really the same holds true for marketers. If you're not connected and your product and your communications aren't relevant, it's pretty simple. You lose.
Yeah. And in saying that, I'll just jump to a question I was going to ask later. What you're really tapping onto is a bigger issue and a trend we're seeing about brand ownership and how it's shifting more to consumers. So that really, I imagine what you're saying is there's a way to be connected to your consumers, but also for them to be connected to you.
Well, that's happening in a sense regardless of what we do, because of the consumer's
exactly.
Changing. I'm reminded Michael Graham from Landor says that a brand lives in the mind of your customer, and that bit hasn't changed. But what has changed is that consumers are now connected to one another, and you know, this connected collective can influence the image of your brand as much, if not more, as you can as a marketer. And I think what that means is that things like product and brand experience are more important than ever than marketing communications. And those communications, I think, have to be more honest and transparent than ever, because this new group, this connected consumer, is intelligent, they're cynical, they're fickle, and I guarantee they're more nimble than most of the companies that we work for. So we have to work with that new with really that new consumer group that are connected with one another.
And it's great, because I think the interaction that they now have at their fingertips with Web 2.0 and, you know, the social networks, there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. And there needs to be, you really need to have that authenticity with brands.
You know, you're exactly right on that. And I think many of us have misinterpreted what's been happening in digital. And I mean it in this way. Oftentimes you'll see the internet described as an evolution of media, so that we went from newspapers to radio to television and now to the internet. And I think that sells this change short. When I look at it, I see that, you know, the real evolution that this heralds started about 2 million years ago, and that was with the development of speech, which really was the first advance in communication. And the next advance was the technology of writing, and that allowed people to preserve their thoughts and to pass them on, but pretty much to pass them on one-to-one. And then the development of printing and publishing, which was the third advance, is where we've been living for the last 500 years. And radio and television really are just extensions of printing and publishing. It's one person communicating with a lot of people. But what the internet has enabled is really a fourth advance, if you will, in human communication. and that is the connecting of individuals in groups or in masses. So at one time, this group is the audience and at the same time the content provider. So in one sense, the masses are the media. And I think the challenge to us as marketers is really understanding this and adapting our marketing to this connected consumer, which I think, I don't think I'm overstating it, really changes the way communications works.
It's interesting you say that, because what we focus on is two-way interaction and to achieve engagement. And, you know, you look at, there's a book coming out of the US later this year from a guy called Joseph Jaffe from Across the Sound. It's called Join the Conversation. And, you know, as part of writing that book, we interacted with him, it was, they basically set up a wiki.
Yep.
So he said, okay, and it was on a podcast, and he said, anyone want to interact with that, come on down, tell us what you think about a specific subject. We did. It's in a certain chapter. There's people from all over the world who've interacted. And that's a classic example, I think, of getting that interaction going and basically bringing people inside.
Well, that's, you're exactly right. That's the dramatic change that's happened. And if we only see the internet as another media, we're missing that bit. And I think as marketers, we have to engage, because the consumer is engaged, again, as I said before, regardless of what we do. And if we're not part of it, we're going to be on the outside.
We just saw in the US, Bud TV have invested $30 million US
yep.
in that website, and they were projecting for a social network website, making it really hard to get in. They were projecting 2 to 3 million visitors per month, and
right.
they basically started with 250,000-odd, dropped 100,000 in month two. But again, that environment was not practicing or delivering on the principles you've just talked
you.
About.
Yep.
And
yep.
so I think a lot of marketers are going to find out in a very painful way, but you do have to experiment, that it's got to be about two-way interaction and brand authenticity.
You're right there.
Joe, just moving on, you know, this world now of digital communication channels, real-time feedback, this presents a number of challenges. I mean, we all came from the old set-and-forget world. You know, we'd all do a campaign and out it went. How does news assess data and adapt to communications and campaigns as they're occurring?
Well, I think in some regard, we're lucky at news in that we come from a heritage of newspapers, and newspapers have been described as the fastest moving consumer good, because the product is literally redesigned every day. So you're not in a position to set and forget. But the way that crosses over to marketers is that what we've had to do is take a more journalistic approach to marketing. And what I mean by that is that we have to be a lot more flexible. So in the past, you're right, you'd run a campaign, then you'd do some research, you'd wait for the results of the research, you'd make some modifications, and then you'd create another campaign and start over. And what we're doing is developing plans that are just much more fluid, because consumer reaction is coming in real time. And I think the interesting thing that we're seeing at news is a breakdown of the walls that in the past existed between editorial and marketing, and we're learning a lot from the journos and finding out how we can better understand and how we can better listen to our consumer and then adapt our plans, which we've been reluctant to do in the past, to what consumers are saying about them.
Marketing meets journalism.
Exactly.
Joe, another interesting challenge a lot of people are facing at the moment, we all know we need a strong creative idea to connect and to engage. There's a number of different agencies that are providing strategic and creative input, but you're after an idea that will work ideally cross-platform. Who takes the lead? Ad agencies, media agencies, digital agencies? How do you work in this area?
Well, what I try to do here, and what I think is something that we have to work harder at, is that I believe the client needs to take the lead on this. It's probably not a big surprise that, as a rule of thumb, ad agencies come up with great ad ideas, and media agencies come up with media ideas, and digital agencies come up with digital ideas. And, of course, what we're searching for, what everybody wants, is the core idea, the great idea, the big idea. And I think that it's incumbent on marketers to really lead this, in some cases, painfully requiring creative collaboration. And that's not just between the agencies. That involves, you know, people in product development and manufacturing and even in accounting and legal. And lest I forget, that connected consumer. And let me give you a quick example. A couple of years ago, the Townsville Cowboys made it to the Grand Final. And the Townsville Bulletin noticed that there wasn't really a great way for fans of the Cowboys to get from Townsville down to Sydney for that game. So they came up with the idea of chartering a 747 to fly fans to the game. Now, you know, was that a media idea or was it a creative idea? I don't know exactly, but I do know that it was a big idea. And it had a tremendous impact on the region and a really positive brand influence on the Townsville Bulletin. And it happened because there was the freedom to collaborate and then to take action to put that idea into play, into action.
It's really about getting above the silos, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is a lot easier said than done, but and why I believe that the client has to lead it or the marketer has to lead it, because they have to set the platform, create the environment where all of the creative people at the agencies and other places can come together and participate.
Yeah, because we're back to brand authenticity and an idea that can work across every part of a business.
That's right.
Which is quite fascinating. Joe, how do you encourage a culture of change in your marketing department? You're looking for continual innovation and reinvention in some processes. How do you nurture that?
Well, we are, in fact, moving in a different way in this regard right now. I think I think more than encouraging change, you lead change. And, of course, leaders have to know where they're going. At News, we, as you understand, are in the middle of lots of change in the industry. And to be fair, nobody really knows or can predict where all of that's going. But we can imagine what the future will look like. And what we've said as our first step is to imagine the future. Now, that's not a soft, fuzzy meditation thing. It's a creative, disciplined approach. So when we've done that, our next step is then to take bold action to try to create that future that we've imagined. I think, again, we're well-placed in the media business because we need to do that every day to imagine where our audiences are going to be and what they're going to be interested in. From a marketing point of view, we're employing that same technique. And what ends up happening is that the change isn't the goal. It's the result of moving together to a future that you've imagined in a disciplined way. And we're finding that that is an incredible, incredibly powerful way to create the changes that we're looking for.
It's never really been a more exciting time to be working in marketing because there's so many things that we have an idea of but don't know where they're heading.
I couldn't agree more. I came through marketing, which in a time that was really pretty easy for marketers because you could analyze the market and you could create an ad and you could buy three spots and reach 85% of the population and then pretty much go to lunch, And today, everything is changing so quickly that it is really an exciting time to be a marketer.
You think back to, we still managed to make that hard.
Well, that's right. Yes, it didn't seem easy at the time, did it?
But, what we see quite a lot, to be frank, is about a mindset. And there's some people who are prepared to jump in with size nines, like
yes.
Bud TV, maybe right or wrong. But it's still about getting people to have this, let go and have a shot at it and be prepared to learn and be prepared to make mistakes.
That's right, because these changes have taken place and we're not going backwards. So we're either going to move to this new future where the consumer is quite different, or we're going to try to, cling to the past, which just doesn't work.
Just to wrap it up, Joe, what's the single, I don't know if you can actually identify this, what's the biggest issue facing marketers at the moment?
I think the biggest issue facing marketers and advertisers and our business is the development and retention of great people. And I couldn't feel more strongly about this. We are, as an industry, facing a crisis of talented people either not working or not staying in our business. And I think the combination of marketers, advertisers, and agencies have to get together and decide how we are going to nurture great new talent for our business. We've done a number of things with each other that I think has created an environment which is not most conducive for people entering this industry as a career or continuing in it. And I think we're reaching a point where if we don't do something, we're going to suffer.
I think we're seeing a transformation process here where it's a new kind of thinking that's required as well.
Yes, absolutely. And we have to, I think, promote ourselves as a place that encourages a new kind of thinking and rewards young talent and provides careers that people can have fun at and really make a contribution.
That's great, Joe. Look, we really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for participating in this podcast, and I think it's been very thought-provoking.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, Jay, thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for the free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.